Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. I am so excited. Listen to the music. I love it. This is Barb Schwarz, and welcome to Home Staging with Barb. It's really great to have you listening to my show today, and this is just going to be a banner hour. I have three of the most wonderful guests in the whole wide world, and it's my joy to share them with you. And we are going to get to it right away. Why delay? I hope your Monday's off to a great start. My producer, Eric, is in the studio with me. Hello, Eric.
Good afternoon, Barb.
It's great
to see you again.
I am lit up like a tree. I'm so excited.
We didn't see you last week because it was
Labor Day.
The holiday. Yeah.
That's
Did
right.
you have a good one?
Had a great one. Great one. So it's wonderful to be in the studio. And I want to introduce all of you right away to my very first special guest. She's coming to us all the way from New York City, and that's the truth. She's a very special lady and also very beautiful. And if you go to our site, when you do, stagedhomes.com, click on the radio, up will come the radio page, and you will see Kelly's picture. It is my joy to introduce to all of you Kelly Rothenberg, and she is a writer in New York City, and she works with the magazine This Old House. And Kelly, welcome to my show.
Hello, Barb. Thank you so much for having me on today.
It's a joy to have you on, and you sound wonderful. How is everybody doing in New York today?
Well, actually, very well. We've had a string of beautiful weather, so I think everybody's in a great mood, which is lovely.
Isn't that neat? My brother lives in Soho, and he says that it's been really cool this summer compared to most summers.
It's usually... It's like a sauna usually, and so we've been blessed with nice, cool weather for the summer.
Well, I am so excited to have you on, and last week when we were visiting, because it's been my pleasure and a real blessing to get to know you a little bit and to visit by the phone as you called to talk to me about home staging, and that was in regards to your work with this Old House, a wonderful magazine. Isn't that true?
Yes. We're excited to have you featured in our December issue, which should be coming out pretty soon.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be December before we know it. I'm still not really in September in my head. I'm kind of in denial.
Right. Still in the summer.
I am. And we were talking, everyone, Kelly and I, on Friday, and this is how fast this happened. I said, out of the blue, and you know, my intuition, your intuition, all of us, when we listen to it, it just directs us. And for some reason, I said to Kelly, well, what are you doing this weekend? And what did you say?
Yeah, I said, actually, I had quite a crazy weekend. My boyfriend of almost 2 years proposed.
He proposed to you. And I said, wow. All of a sudden, I said, oh, my gosh, that's so exciting. And I don't even know why I said this, Kelly. I said, was that in a restaurant? And then you said yes, and then I want you to start to tell us all the story.
Okay. He did a wonderful job. We'll just start there. We decided to go down to a nice French restaurant in Soho. He wouldn't tell me, you know, any of the details, just told me to dress up. So we went down, and he chose a very romantic restaurant that had a garden-type view. So we sat in the back, you know, dim lights, very, very nice ambiance. At that point, I was kind of curious, you know, what's going to happen? What's going on? Is he going to do it at dinner? I wasn't sure. But afterward, we were supposed to see a movie. He wanted to throw me off, and, you know, he kept looking at his watch, and I thought, okay, maybe we really are seeing a movie, I don't know. So we walk outside, and we're walking around. The theater was supposed to be relatively close to the restaurant, and he says, you know what, why don't we just get a cab? I said, okay. And as we get in the cab, he requests that we go to Columbus Circle, which was totally not anywhere near where we were supposed to be.
This is not close to the movie.
Exactly. And he turns to me and he says, Kelly, we're not going to the movies.
Ooh.
And so at that point I'm like, oh my God, stomach, butterflies, everything.
I mean, my
on.
Stomach and butterflies are happening just hearing you tell this on the air. I'm not kidding you. I'm just all goosebumps here.
So I'm looking out the window, what's going on? So we pull up, and we arrive at the Trump Hotel.
Oh, the Trump. Oh,
the
cool.
Trump's very nice.
Oh, yeah.
So we walk in, and he says, you know what, why don't we get a glass of wine? And I said, okay, still unsure, you know, what's going on? Maybe he just wants to take me, you know, for a nice evening, you know, wasn't sure. So we sit down at the bar, and he's still looking at his watch, looking, you know, at the front, trying to throw me off. And, you know, I'm like, David, what is going on? He wouldn't tell me. We have a glass of wine. And then he actually walks me out of the hotel. And I'm like, okay, you know, maybe we're not, you know, maybe not staying here. And then about 2 minutes later, he pulls me back in. And, you know, we go into the elevator, takes me to the 7th floor, and again tries to throw me off by knocking and ringing on the door. No one answers, so he, of course, uses his key, and he had prearranged the room. So when I opened it up, there was all these rose petals.
Oh, my gosh.
3 dozen roses all over the room.
Oh,
it's gorgeous. And then
wait a minute. Okay, so the door opens.
Right.
This is, you know, all of us as women listening to hear you tell the story, listening to you, we are living vicariously through you. You need to know that. So the door opens.
Right.
Where are the rose petals?
So it makes a walkway into the room.
Okay, what color?
Red.
Red, yeah. Rose petals. How many do you think were down there?
He said he got a lot of roses. I want to say I think he got like 10 dozen roses. I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
He got a lot, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a movie. It's like a movie.
And they stain the carpet, but don't tell the hotel.
We won't tell the hotel. No, we won't. Okay. And there's 3 dozen other roses.
Right, around the room.
Around the room. These are red, too?
Exactly. Red's my favorite.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
So, and then, you know, my eyes shoot right to the big screen TV in the room, and it says, "I love Kelly," like on the TV.
On the TV? You mean, was this a sign or was it in the TV?
No, it was like almost like, you know, when you have a VCR
set
up. So it was like in the TV.
In the TV, not a sign. Oh, my God.
And he hands me the remote, and he says, "Press play." So I said, okay, and I pressed play, and he had created this whole DVD, you know, montage, pictures of us with music in the background. You know, there's probably about 25 pictures of us in different scenes, funny ones, serious ones.
Wow.
And then the last frame, written in cursive, said, "Kelly, you're the love of my life." And then the next frame said, "Let's spend our lives together."
Oh, wow. Oh, girl, I'm telling you.
It was very well done.
Oh, my God. I mean, what did you do? Were you jumping up and down? Did you?
Yeah, I think I was in shock, you know. I mean, I just sort of, you know, I couldn't believe it. You know, it's funny, I had to see the DVD about 2 times after that because
yes,
I couldn't register
yes,
it.
Yes.
But, yeah, you know, I looked at him, and then he, of course, got down on one knee and proposed, and I said, of course.
Oh, sweetheart, that is just, I have never heard a more wonderful story of a man proposing to a woman. He needs to write a book about this.
I'll help him, yes. I mean, what was so fitting was, number one, he's big into technology, so I felt like it was a nice proposal because it had a David touch.
Yes, definitely.
And then also, we had met over the Internet. So
you met over the Internet?
So there is hope for online daters.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how long ago? That was 2 years ago?
That was almost 2 years ago, yeah.
And how long did you correspond on the Internet?
So, you know, it's funny. We probably talked for about 2 weeks before, you know, any phone, any setup. And, you know, we had a great, you know, email correspondence. And then, you know, we met and instantly clicked.
Where was your first date?
So our first date was at Cozy at a coffee shop.
Wow. And that was in the evening or in the
right.
day?
Yeah.
Oh, sweetie, I'm telling you and everybody, go to stagedhomes.com, stagedhomes.com. Click on the little old-fashioned radio you'll see on the left of the screen, and up will come the page that has Kelly's beautiful picture there, because
thank
I said
you.
To her, I have to get your picture of you on our site, and it is just the most joyous thing to start the week, the day, even the month, the rest of your life, and for us to be able to really take part in a small way to hear what a great, great man David is and what a wonderful couple you are.
Oh,
wow. And so your folks were there this weekend.
So my parents came in, and they adore David. And my mom saw the ring.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she's very excited. She's been planning this wedding since I was in the womb. So, she's quite excited.
Oh, she's going to be on cloud nine from, not that she wasn't before, but from now on. And so have you set a date or you're working on that?
We're working, yeah. We're thinking maybe October of 2005.
Wow. Well, you know, life is good. And what wonderful positive choices the two of you are making. And really, my heart goes out to you. I was just watching, as everyone was, about remembering our 9/11.
Right.
With my brother in New York, living in Soho, and with you there, and David there. See, I'm breaking up here.
Aww.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I choked up.
No.
It's so great to hear a great story.
Aww.
And to know the wonderful things that the two of you are doing. And so it's such a joy to hear your story. You stay on during commercial. We're going to be right back.
Okay.
Hold
thanks,
on.
Barb.
Hold on. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. You know, I love that music so much. It was a joy when I turned my brother in New York, Gordon Moore, on to Eva Cassidy, and she's the one that did that rendition. And we start the show, and I'm so excited, and I am, and move into Over the Rainbow. And Kelly, when I think of Over the Rainbow, just to switch moods a little bit, I'm thinking about all the people in New York and how much the country loves everyone in New York. Our hearts always go out to our New York citizens. And I did mention 9/11 when I started to break up a little bit before the commercial. And it's just really important that we never forget and we all remember. And so as we hold and we had our moments of silence, I sure hope where everybody was listening this weekend, about all the survivors and all the people that were lost. It's so wonderful to hear about your story, Kelly, and how your wonderful fiancé now, David, has asked you to marry him in this beautiful setting that he created. And so what is David's full name?
David Miller.
David Miller. So are you going to keep your name, or how are you going to do this?
I'm going to change it. I will be Kelly Miller.
That's a beautiful name.
Thank
beautiful
you.
Name.
Still and, getting used to it.
Well, I bet. And you could always be, you know, Kelly Rothenberg Miller, too.
I was thinking about that, too.
Yeah, you could, because you could always have R for your middle initial.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep that.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to live in the city, you think?
I'm going to, yeah, we'll be here for a little while. I mean, we're adventure people, travelers, so, you know, we always talk about maybe moving to Hawaii or someplace crazy, but, you know, I think realistically we'll be here for a little bit.
Well, I really am grateful you've come into my life and into our listeners' lives. And I know everyone listening has really enjoyed hearing about you and your special story. And we just wish you, all of us, even people that are listening that I don't even know they're listening, the most wonderful life of joy and happiness. And with your husband, with his talent of all the things he creates, girl, you are in for a wonderful experience, I think.
Thank you so much.
You
I really,
are so
really
welcome.
Loved being on the show, and you know, I think you're wonderful. So thank
well,
you
thanks,
so much,
sweetie. And he's very blessed to have you in his life. I have no doubt that he is sailing really high, and I hope that you'll come back and be on the show. You know, we could do a little, you know, story about Kelly's romance, and then her proposal, and then getting ready for the wedding, and then the wedding, and then the honeymoon. You could tell us about later. We won't come with you on the honeymoon. And then setting up house, and we could get your place staged, and see, we just make it up as we go. I love it.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. And I know I'll be talking to you in the future, so please let me know when you get the date set and when you're starting to make plans, because I think a good topic for others might be about planning a wedding, because we got to set the stage for the wedding, too, you know.
Oh, well, I would love your help with that, too.
All right, girl. Well, it's been a joy, and I want to thank you so much. And you give our very best and many hugs to you from me and to David and from our listeners, too.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
You have a great day, sweetheart, a great week, and we'll talk soon.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. You have been listening to Kelly Rothenberg tell us her wonderful adventure and beautiful experience. Really, what a romantic night of being asked to be married and to become David's wife. Wow, the rose petals, Eric, really got me. On the floor, do you believe
that?
That
sounds beautiful.
Yeah, and then for him to have this on the television already planned,
mm-hmm.
there comes his technical ability. You could do that too, knowing you.
Maybe.
You, of course, I'm already married, but I'm a little bit older than you, no. We have to have fun. We have lots of fun on Positive Choice Talk Radio. You're listening to Barb Schwarz and Home Staging with Barb. And now it is also such a great pleasure to welcome to the show our accredited staging professional master, vice president of the International Association of Home Staging Professionals, the business coach for StageHomes.com for accredited staging professionals, and the international chapter coordinator for the International Association of Home Staging Professionals.
Many hats.
I'm telling you, if she had a crown, she couldn't walk, and they were all, her head would fall over. And that is Jenny Norris. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here.
Hey, sweetie, did you hear Kelly's great story?
I didn't hear all of it, but it just sounds really great with the part I just catch.
Oh, just wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
I'm so glad to hear your voice, and thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
I just miss you so much when I don't get to see you.
I know.
And
thank God for email.
Yeah, thank God for email. I'm in Seattle, actually Bellevue, Washington, and I'm so glad everyone's listening today. So wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. And right now, Jenny is in Roseville. Is that where you are?
That's where I am.
California, which is a little close, pretty close to Sacramento. And what's the weather like there today?
Oh, it's about 100 degrees.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah.
She's serious. Well, it's like 60 in Seattle. And I can see some blue sky. I can see blue sky. We have some fluffy clouds. And we did have rain last night, but then I woke up this morning on Whidbey Island, which is home, and there was blue sky everywhere.
Nice.
So a few raindrops don't hurt, and they're good for the skin. I think I have good skin because I was raised in Seattle. No. Anyway, dear heart, dear Jenny, I really want everybody to hear some of your latest thoughts and ideas about staging. Tell us some of the adventures that you've been on with your home staging business.
Well, we have moved into the vacant home season here, kind of followed the same trend as last year, so we've been getting a lot of calls for vacant houses, and that always requires a lot of coordination and renting trucks and getting all the things together. So I have been doing a lot of that type of staging, which is fun.
And so as you're doing that, tell everybody kind of the procedure that you go through. You go to see a house that I have listed, let's say, I'll pretend, and so it's vacant, and I want you to come and stage it. What are you going to do next?
Well, first I go down, I meet with the realtor, I'd meet with you, and I would take pictures of the house to kind of get a feel for the floor plan, and I have to start to picture where am I going to hang my pictures, and what things am I going to bring in, and what colors are in the house, and I go back, and I usually prepare a proposal for them. And once we agree to work together, then it's just a matter of coordinating the rental furniture or furniture from my own inventory and then all the wonderful accessories that go back, you know, get brought into the house to make it look really appealing. It usually has lots of trees and greenery and fun pictures and chenille throws and pillows and all that stuff.
Now, what about furniture?
The furniture, I usually either rent from a rental company such as Brook Furniture or Court, you know, and or use my own inventory. I have smaller things like love seats and wicker chairs and coffee tables and so forth that I can carry with myself and another colleague. As you always say, if two people can lift it, then I can be put
right.
in my inventory.
If we two women can lift it, then we're going to bring it in our inventory, right?
That's right.
Great.
And I've actually had a lot of houses recently where they're partially vacant. People just never got around to furnishing the front rooms, and yeah, that's the first thing people walk into when they're selling a house, and you can't leave those empty.
Right.
So,
Now tell us, and you know, you and I have worked together, and now we've known each other for a couple of years, which is my total pleasure and joy.
Yeah.
And so as I ask, I'm thinking about our listeners, and how long would it take to stage like a 3,200 square foot house in your business vacant?
Vacant. It would take me probably a day.
Right.
That would include loading up, bringing everything down, staging the primary rooms, which usually the living room, dining room, the kitchen nook, the kitchen, master bedroom, family room, and then usually the master bathroom, of course, and then a secondary bath, usually the one downstairs. And then we can also throw in the smaller secondary rooms. We'll usually do like a, you know, set one up as a kid's room and put little stuffed animals or a little umbrella table with a couple little chairs in there, but it's not fully furnished. It's not as much as the other rooms.
Wow. Awesome. I love the creativity. I mean, look how we just raise our hands in the air and we say, we were born to do this.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. Now, with the heat, how do you work with that heat?
Well, we sweat.
No, and I've learned that men sweat, women glow.
We glow a lot. I had a couple of jobs that were a bit of a distance, and so I tried to get out earlier in the morning to get loaded up. And then you just pray that the house has air conditioning, and you just come home and take a shower.
Yeah, so true. You know, I found that those, and I use these for everything. I love these things. I carry the Huggables with me, you know, those wet one things that you wipe. And I use those for cleaning. I wipe my neck and shoulders. It makes me feel cooler. Sometimes I've tucked one under a hat to keep it, because they always feel cooler.
Yeah, and water is really important, too. I have one of my colleagues that she's the water girl, and so she brings the big jugs of water to make sure that we stay hydrated. Because it's really easy to get in a groove and just get focused on the staging, and you forget to stop and take a drink.
It's really true. I dedicated myself this last week again that we're all, they say, supposed to be drinking 8 glasses of water a day. And I find that if I don't put the bottles out, so what I do now is I get bottles, and I just sit them on the counter, and at the end of the day, or I take them with me in the truck or car, I have to have drank all those or I can't go to bed.
That's a smart idea.
And thank you. And so with them sitting there in front of me, that way makes me do it. I've also, when I wrote my book, If You Wear Out Your Body, Where Will You Live?, which you can still get at the bookstores or Amazon.com, I talked about the fact that we're supposed to take our body weight, divide it in two. Don't say it, but think it. Then you divide that by, you know, 8 ounces in a glass, and that tells you how many glasses. So some of us need more glasses than others. So if a person weighed, you know, 200 pounds, and they divide it in half, that's 100, and then you take 8 ounces in a glass into 100, they're going to need more than 8 glasses of water a day, because 8 times 8 would only be 64 ounces. And so then the thinner a person is, they still need the hydration. But anyway, that was just a little tip for everybody listening. So what is, before we go to commercial break, what is one of the most fun staging ideas that you would like to share? Whatever comes to your mind. It could be about rugs, you know, carpets, plants, window treatments, just something that comes to your mind that you just got so excited over.
Probably the funnest thing for me is using fabric to turn something into something else. And sometimes I'll have, an ugly chair that maybe I've gotten at a garage sale, and I can bring that in and put fabric over it and just kind of transform it. So I like being able to kind of customize depending on the look, or when I get stuck with something, I think, like, how can I use something in a different way? One example is I needed to elevate a tree behind a couch because it had high ceilings, and I didn't have anything. So we just used one of the boxes I had brought with my staging inventory, turned it upside down, put a chenille throw on it just in case somebody peeked back there, and put the tree on top, and it works.
Great.
Behind a sofa.
Great,
just
great.
Able to get out of the box.
Yeah, there you go. Get out of the box. You know, I love to talk about that. And I'm like you, too. I love to take little things, big things, fabrics, and just put them in another way. It's so great to take a piece of fabric, walk around your own home or house for some of us that are staging, and just say, okay, where could this end up? What else could I do with it? And you end up taking, we took a piece of fabric, I think you were there that day, just regular cotton and turned it in to make it look like a towel, because we needed an extra towel. Mm-hmm. So we pinned up the edges, and it actually looked pretty much like a towel, and then we corded it so that it was even harder to tell it was a piece of fabric. So love those ideas. That's what keeps us going every single day. Now, Jenny, you hold on, because I want you to come back right after the commercial break. Everyone, listen to our sponsors. We need them. Without them, we wouldn't be on the air, and without you, too. So you are listening to KKNW, 1150 a.m. on that dial, and that means Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwarz. We'll be right back. This is Barb Schwarz. Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. We want to make your day really special. Wherever you are, you might be listening at work or in your car or at home working, because, hey, working at home is very important. I do it all the time. You know, I got really excited last week cleaning my house. I thought, something must be wrong with me. And then I thought, no, it's a real good time to meditate as I clean. And I'm in this cleansing thing right now, just everything. I like the rain right now and the wind. It just feels really good. It's like moving from one transition into the other. I told that to my husband. He thought I was nuts because he's down in the 100-degree heat in California, and I'm up here in Bellevue right now enjoying the rain and then the blue sky and then the breeze. And it's just a joy being on the air with you. It's one of the biggest highlights, if not the highlight, of my week. I want to say hi to my team at StageTomes.com, and that is my husband, Kirk Bohr. That is my right-hand marketing director, Shell Broadnax, who has the day off today, and she deserves it. And that is our PR director, Sandy Campbell. And then it is our customer service and phone ambassador, Sue Frothwine. Frothwine. Thank you for my great team, Sue, Sandy, Kirk, and Shell. And Jenny's on the phone, and she is such an important part of my life and our team at StageTomes.com. And we were talking about staging, and so we have also, Jenny, you're going to want to keep listening to the show in a little bit. We have the lady that owns the Glovables company coming on, and we're going to start to carry those at StageTomes.com. I'm going to interview her soon, but first I want to quickly finish our interview together and have everybody meet again Jenny Norris, Accredited Staging Professional Master. And how's your day going?
Great. I am actually here by myself in the house, which is a miracle.
Oh, my gosh.
But I know the kids are in school.
And you have four children, and you've homeschooled them before, so this is the first time they've all gone to school.
That's right. I homeschooled them for 5 years, and then decided this year, because my husband's, he's a realtor, John, and so I'm helping him or get his business off the ground, and my business has grown so much, we just decided to put them into private Christian school, and it's working out really well with them. They love it.
That is so great.
Yeah.
That is so great. So mom and business entrepreneur, Miss Jenny, has a little bit of time by herself.
So I went today and I dropped off my Steve Candy bucket at a realtor's office with some flyers. And went and stuffed about 200 flyers in another office. So it was fun to get out and be able to do that.
And very productive, too. Very productive. Well, you and I seem to burn the midnight oil with our emails back and forth. And everyone, I'd like you to know that you could email Jenny at jenni@stagetomes.com, and that would be questions about staging. It would be questions about our course, the Accredited Staging Professional and Master course as well. And also, if you have a home in Seattle and you need to get it staged and you're going to move to California, or you're in California and you need to get it staged and move up to Seattle or anywhere else for that matter, we can help you do that, can't we, Jenny?
That's right.
Absolutely. So as we, I just tell you, the time goes so fast. I want to, as we wrap our little bit of a time up together, I want to have you give everybody your phone number.
I have one toll-free number, and it's 888-WE-STAGE. It goes right to my business. And then my home number is 916-408-3888.
So let's do the first one, which is toll-free again, and that was what?
888.
Uh-huh.
And then we Stage, W-E-S-T-A-G-E.
And Jenny, I want you to know everybody listening is one of the most caring, loving people who gives of herself such time and wisdom. And I just feel so blessed to have you in my life. I just thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do for me and everybody that I see you help. So
I feel the same way about you.
Thank you, love. We just, you know, we all are working to make positive choices, and that's the name of this particular network too on KKNW, and that's the key, to stay with the positive. I was asked to contribute to an article last night about stress and how to avoid it, and one of the things that I wrote, and I'll see what you think of this, Jenny, is to really reduce the negative people and input in your life.
Absolutely.
Because if we don't have that nearly as much, then we don't feel the stress that that can cause. And so sometimes we need to make real positive, strong choices so that we stick with the positive much more than the negative.
It's very important.
And I see you do that with your children, with the positiveness that you create around them all the time.
A lot of it is phrasing, how to phrase, get a child to do what you want to, but to phrase it in the positive, and just to kind of keep the positive messages going in, even if you're trying to get them to be obedient or to stop doing something you don't want them to do. A lot of it is just how it's worded.
So true, and so true, and I appreciate you mentioning that, because so many of us listening have children, and it's so easy for us to just have a quick response without stopping and thinking what's the positive way we can do that. And I'm learning to do that more and more with my dear husband.
Yeah, because even saying, like, say a kid's carrying a cup of coffee and saying, don't spill it.
Yeah.
You can just get the same, because then their subconscious hears, spill it, and they
right.
spill it. And
right.
You can say, oh, carry it carefully, or you're doing a great job, you're carrying it so carefully,
right,
then it reinforces the positive. So
I couldn't agree with you more. And by the way, should we end up on the CBS early morning show, I may be saying, gee, wouldn't you like to fly back there with me, Jenny?
You know, if I can start dieting.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you like that?
I would love it.
I would really love to have you in the airplane with me on that.
Luggage for you.
Yeah, there we go. Well, we'll carry each other's. Anyway, sweetheart, thanks so much for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's just a joy. And do stay on and listen to our next guest, because she's wonderful as well, and it's just going to be such a treat to have Lindy on in just a second. So you've been listening to Jenny Norris as I've interviewed her. She lives close to Sacramento in Roseville, California, a beautiful place. It's 100 degrees there now. And she is such a treasure for all of us in the staging world. You can find Jenny Norris also on stagetomes.com. Her last name is N-O-R-R-I-S, and her first name is J-E-N-N-I-E. So, Jenny, thanks so much. Lots of hugs to you.
Hugs to you, too.
Thanks, sweetie.
Okay.
We'll be talking soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, everybody listening, I promised you great guests, and did I keep my commitment or what? And we are also not through with today's show, because it is my sincere joy to really introduce to you Lindy Cummings. And are you there, Lindy?
I'm here.
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm good. I'm suddenly cleaning house new meetings.
Yes, I love you. I love what you make. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I found your beautiful glovables in a store, and the ones that I picked were black. And then they had that wonderful black and white ruffled border on them. And so I said, not only do we want to start to carry those in my seminars, which I give on home staging, and on our website, stagetomes.com, so we need to talk more, is also to have you on the show. So let's.
Here I am.
I'm so glad you're here, and I'm going to start by having you tell everybody the name of your company officially and where you are based.
The name of my company is Glovables, and they're lovable, and we are based in Los Angeles, California.
Now, when did you come up with this idea?
I came up with this idea about 3 years ago when a girlfriend and I were in a store in Aspen, Colorado, and we saw this kind of funky, fancy dishwashing glove that had, like, fur on it, and I thought, oh, those are really cute, but they're $45 and you can't use them, and maybe I could make something that was reasonably priced that you could use. And I always actually loved oilcloth, and I thought the combination of the latex and the oilcloth would be great. So I started making them and then going to different places and trying to get the price down, and ended up getting in my car and going down to Mexico and going from little maquiladora to maquiladora till I found somebody who said they could do it for me.
Wow. Wow. How long did that take?
That took me, God, you know, from start to finish about a year.
Because when we get an idea, a lot of us, and some of us jump right in and some of us think about, gee, maybe it seems too hard to do. How would I ever get these? And so it's just really, I think you give courage to people when you tell us the adventure that you went through. And did you first go home and start sewing some on the sewing machine?
Well, I first took it to a very expensive dressmaker who cost me, you know, tremendous amount to make one. And then I just, you know, it's all about if you have an idea and you keep going at it, and you ask a lot of questions to a lot of people, you can do pretty much anything.
I agree with you. That's how I live my life, and people will say to you and to me, you know, how do you do that? And it's really one step at a time. And I always say, well, you know, we just didn't drop out of the sky at the age of 40 or 50. We have all this life before us, meaning the last 40, 50, 30 years, however old we are, and we've had all these experiences, and hopefully they keep giving us more courage to just get out there, ask the questions. And I'm really, really proud of what you've done. I own several pair, and I'm very serious. We want to carry them at stagetomes.com. And part of the
reason, I want you to carry them.
Well, thank you, love. And I really do need you to talk with my husband, Kirk. You can email him, Kirk, K-I-R-K, at stagetomes.com. And I think Sandy in my office has been in communications with you. I'm sure she has, because I took the catalog that we got from you and, you know, the black and white copy of it, and I circled and underlined what I wanted. And when we come back from commercial break, I want to interview you about the actual products, the colors they come in, the sizes or not, and all the wonderful things you make. I am so glad that you agreed to be on the show. And, Lindy, thank you very, very much.
Well, I'm still here.
Well, that a girl. You hold on. This is Barb Schwarz. You're listening to Home Staging with Barb, and that's on KKNW, 1150 on the dial, AM. That doesn't mean morning. That means AM opposite of FM. We'll be right back. Thanks. Welcome back to Home Staging with Barb. This is Barb Schwarz, and thanks so much for listening. We've had the most wonderful guests this particular show. We started out with Kelly Rothenberg in New York City and the way which she was asked to be David Miller's wife, which was fabulous. And you can see her picture on my site, stagetomes.com, on the radio page. Then I had the joy of interviewing Jenny Norris, accredited staging professional master out of the Sacramento, California area. And now it is my distinct pleasure to have the joy of interviewing Lindy Cummings with Glovables, and she's out of Los Angeles. So welcome back to the show, Lindy.
Hello.
Hello, girl. Now, the Glovables, for those that haven't seen them, describe what we're talking about. I know, but some of our listeners don't. What is a Glovable?
A Glovable is your common yellow dishwashing glove that you would most likely find underneath your sink that I have taken and put a fancy, patented, by the way,
good girl,
ruffled gauntlet trim. So now instead of just having a yellow glove that you don't want anyone to see, you now have a yellow glove with yellow hibiscus oilcloth ruffle that goes around it, and you want to put it on top of your sink so everybody sees it. And
right.
I'm very proud to wear it because Glovables are lovable, and they make you happy.
They make you very happy, and I think this contributed to my cleaning happiness last week. That if you listened to the show a little bit ago, I was talking about I'm possessed with cleaning right now, and maybe it's out with summer and in with the fall, but I have my Glovables on, and it just makes it so much easier. And mine are black that you made.
They're very sexy, by the way.
Oh, they are, girl. You could wear them to bed. And also, I wore them out in the yard gardening.
They're good for gardening, although some people don't like them for gardening, but I use them for gardening, and I also use them to pick up various things that my dog leaves around the backyard. And it makes it much more pleasant.
Much more pleasant. And, you know, I really want to tell our listeners how impressed I am sincerely, because life is short. I always say speak up, and I only speak the truth that I know. And the truth for me about Glovables is they're far better quality than those old yellow things under the sink, because you have such a great fabric that you put your hand in, and they seem a little bit thicker to me. Tell me that I'm correct. Is that true?
These are thicker than your Playtex gloves that you get at the dishwasher store.
Right.
At the grocery store. And also what the gauntlet does is it gives you another, you know, 6 inches of protection, so that if you're wearing like a nice shirt, you don't have to worry about the water getting on your blouse. And I have this little slogan that's on the back of my package that says, caution, use of this product has been known to cause laughter, and it's guaranteed to class up your day.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And you know what? I just got a call from Sandy in our home office in the San Francisco Bay Area for StageTomes.com, and she said our shipment of Glovables has come in.
Oh, good.
I am so excited. So what we want to do now is get these online with StageTomes.com, and I'm just going to say on the air, any of you that want to find out about the Glovables and order a pair, call toll-free our office at StageTomes.com, and that number is 800-392, grab your pencil, 800-392-7161, and ask for Sandy, and you can purchase a pair of the Glovables. And we're going to talk about the retail.
Amazing gifts.
They are wonderful gifts, and the best gift is for yourself first. And so they come in the black, and then they come in a pink. And they come a little bit farther up the arm, which I like. It's past your wrist and up a little bit. And pretty soon we'll have pictures of them on stagedrums.com. And that reminds me, Lindy, doing a little business here, I need you to send Kirk at stagedrums.com, K-I-R-K, a picture of them, if you have that, that we could put on our site. Could you do that?
Yeah.
Could you please, Kirk, K-I-R-K, at stagedrums.com, or just send it to Sandy, because you've been corresponding with her. And so everyone listening, they come, and you correct me now, sweetie, they come in black with a darling black and white gingham check around the, and it's a big ruffle, so they really protect your hand and the beginning of your arm. And then they come in a beautiful pink, and I love that. And then there's the yellow. Now, did I miss any colors?
They come in yellow, pink, blue, and black.
I missed the blue.
And our latest, cutest, other than all our floral patterns in gingham, is the polka dot.
I love the polka dots. Isn't there a pink and white polka dot?
There's a pink and white polka dot and a black and white polka dot. Very, very cute.
And the gloves, first of all, are the best quality I've ever seen. And I mean that, or I wouldn't say it. And you're to be congratulated for all your diligence and your high quality. And then the what you've done around the cuff is just fabulous. Just fabulous.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Everybody enjoys them, and they bring a little bit of happiness to people in a world that is sometimes not so much fun.
It's really true. I want to confess to you, I actually drove with them on the other day.
Good. Well, that's the New Year's.
See, it's a driving glove, and I was at a stoplight, and I saw a lady in the car next to me looking at me, and I just raised up my hand and waved, and she just burst into laughter, and I thought, well, this was a good thing.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. I just, you know, I just helped her have a great day. But I had them on, and the mechanics had my car, and it was really dirty on the wheel. And so I'd been gardening, and I got in the car, and I thought, I'm not even going to take them off. And my gloves were clean. And so I drove the car with them on, and I thought, I just have a new invention of how to use my glovables. I love them.
And they will protect your hands from the sun.
Yes, very much so. And even your beginning of your forearm there, which I was really impressed with. Now, I understand that you are getting into looking at, or you have aprons, and you may be getting into makeup bags and tote bags. Is that right?
Matching aprons, and we're in the process of doing some samples. Hopefully, we'll have them by January. Our January catalog of tote bags and makeup bags.
Now, I'm one that's in the moment, love, and what I just was thinking is, see, I make an apron for our stagers, and it has our logo, the Accredited Staging Professional, the ASP designation, and I do a tote bag. And why couldn't we have you take that apron for us and make it for us the way that you make them, and we could still get our logo on them? Couldn't we do that?
We can talk about that.
Yeah, because I bet there's a way we could have it stamped on there or something. Because what kind of fabric are you going to use in the aprons and the tote bags?
Well, the aprons are also out of oilcloth.
That's why I thought so. Because
they match the gloves.
Yeah, see, that's what I think would be so great. And it'd be so fun to have them in the colors, because our company colors are black, gold, and white. And I could be opening up a whole new division for you here. But without getting too far off track of our interview, I was just thinking that ours are cotton that have Teflon on them. I would prefer the oilcloth, because I really love oilcloth, and it's made a huge comeback in the fabric stores, I've noticed.
Have you seen this little good product?
Really is, and it's really great quality, and they're making it just in such classy ways these days. Now, what do the gloves normally retail for? Can you tell us that on the air?
They retail for about $15, between $13.95 and $15, depending.
Okay. So, see, everyone listening, they're very reasonable, and you couldn't have a more fun birthday gift for a friend or
wedding shower gift.
Oh, God. And they are the hit of the party when somebody opens them up.
Yeah, and they, you know, I wanted to make sure that people actually did use them. And I actually...
Are you okay? Are you okay, sweetie? We don't want to lose you.
I actually do use them.
Yes, well, that's what they're for, is use. And it does make the chores so much easier. And our stagers will be using them, too, because we're going to start to have them in our classes. And they're such high quality at such a reasonable price. And again, anyone that's listening that wants to order the Glovables, please call Sandy at 800-392-7161. And they come in black, blue, yellow, pink, and they're polka dot trim with the oil cloth or gingham. There's the gingham, right?
Right, and flowers, hibiscus flowers and roses.
They are just wonderful, absolutely.
And always coming up and thinking of new ideas.
Well, you keep it up because we all need it, because you're bringing a ray of sunshine to a very mundane chore sometimes, and you just put a whole new twist on the whole world, girl, with your great job of making Glovables and all the other things you're going to be doing.
Suddenly cleaning has new meaning.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Now, you give me some artwork. Email Sandy.
I will.
We put them on the site, and everyone I know has really enjoyed hearing about how you've brought this wonderful product to our lives, really, and fruition. And we hope to help you get these gloves spread around the world, because they do create a lot of happiness, and they work. So thanks, Lindy, for being on the show.
Spread them, baby.
I will.
Thank you so much for the interview.
It was my joy. We'll have you on again.
All right. Thanks so much.
Take care, love. You be safe. Everyone, it's just been a great show. I've just had so much fun interviewing these three wonderful, powerful women. They all come from a place of serving others, just like you do. And, you know, we as women are really into multitasking. And we have male listeners to the show, too. It's not that we don't. And we appreciate our men friends and our significant others and our business partners and co-workers. And so we have a lot of wonderful work ahead of us. It's real important in this day and age that we stop, take a moment and say thank you to those in our lives that help us, to our family members, to say I love you and give great big hugs, and to spread some positive messages wherever you go. You know, this is Positive Choice Talk Radio, and it's such a joy to be with you. You can find out who my next guests are by going to stagedrums.com. Click on the old-fashioned radio on the homepage. It takes you into our radio page, and you will see some of our new guests coming up. It's been a real joy being with you today. I wish you a great week. Stay tuned. We'll be talking next week at 2 o'clock. This is Barb Schwarz. Keep making those positive choices.